Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we are going to just talk, just us, no guests today. Want to talk about something that we've touched on quite often over the last 3+ years of doing this crazy thing. But we want to kind of have a little different twist on it. And then we've got some exciting kind of updates for things we're going to do throughout the year kind of on this topic, kind of diving a little bit deeper into it. But it's really all about what is the absolute best franchise to own? What is the hottest top thing franchise industry? Is there one? Which one is it? It's like this magical potion that we're going to like throw all over you here in a little bit. But first, as always, quick reminder who we are. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 franchises spanning about 70 different industries. As always, number one goal for our podcast is to help properly educate you on franchise ownership to determine if this is the right path for you. And if so, then we're going to work together to find your best franchise match, which is kind of a spoiler alert for what we're about to talk about. So it is not hard to find things. Go to Google, which is by far not our friend when it comes to franchising. But go to Google and type in top franchise dome, best franchise, hottest industry, right? All of those fun little buzzwords. And there will be no shortage of lists that you will see. Again, and some from big sources, but there are tons of them. Sometimes they're just, you're going to find somebody that's going to go, oh my gosh, this is the best franchise. This is the best industry. This is the worst. This is the worst. So a couple of things to think about. Anytime you see a list, those are great from a perspective of it's going to give you a range of things that's going to help open up your mind to the possibilities that are out there. Many of which are going to be things you're like, I never thought of that. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was a franchise. Great. The mind opening in this kind of in what we're going to do is really, really key. But just because whatever franchise X is number one on a particular list, that means absolutely nothing when it comes to you. It doesn't, because that's based on all sorts of criteria that, guess what? None of the criteria to find out that that franchise is number one had to do with you, right? They weren't like going to you to see what all you are about, what you want, what you're looking for, what you're good at, and then scouring all the franchises and go, aha, this is the one that's at the top, okay? So use them for what they are, a range of things that are out there. Kind of, again, get the mind going to, oh, I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that, right? And do your best to not close the mind off to, ugh, that sounds terrible. I would never do that. Because you'd be surprised how many times that is the exact thing that people look for and end up owning in the end. So why is there not one size fits all? Well, that should sound obvious just as I said it that way, right? Always kind of equate finding the best franchise to own is kind of like dating, right? And so if you've listened to any amount of episodes, you realize that kind of like cheesy analogies, but there's just not one person for everybody. There's not, hey, who's the top, like the best person you could marry? Like, guess what? I'm not going to be anywhere on those on those lists, but oh my gosh, I have suckered somebody into marrying me. Go figure. So it is very personalized and individualized. So when you see those lists, that's what it's there. So anybody that is telling you this is the best franchise, this is the top industry, hot as this, hot as that, right? You need to understand one of two things. They are either trying to sell you something, okay, or they don't know what they're talking about. Either way, this is just me. Those are people that I'm going to stay away from, right? Because they're not here for me. They are here for them. Hey everyone, I want to take a moment to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, or OLP. OLP is an exciting opportunity under the Empower Brands umbrella. It excels at giving owners a leg up in a niche market as they specialize in the design, installation, and service for landscape and architectural lighting systems. With services for residential and commercial customers, OLP reaches a wide range of consumers, and they've even expanded its client base by adding holiday lighting to its suite of services. OLP is the largest exterior lighting franchise in North America, and their franchisees love the opportunity to build a business that has multiple revenue streams and allows them to create lasting customer relationships. An OLP owner won't be spending their day installing lights. No, what you're gonna be doing as an OLP owner is you're gonna be in a leadership role, gonna be building your team, consulting with your customers, and creating great relationships in the community. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Well, if you'd like to learn more about how OLP could be your perfect match, reach out to us today so we can help you create your better tomorrow. Okay, so what are we going to do? How are we going to figure this out? Well, again, this is kind of reverse engineer, right? Finding a job. This is what I've done. This is what my skill sets are. These are little bullet points on my resume that aligns with this job description. Lame, boring, short-sighted, closed-minded. That's the career search. Are you frustrated in your job or your career search? That's probably one of the many reasons why. With franchising, it's a blank slate. So we've got to really figure out, what are you good at? Like, why are we even looking at this, right? If we really kind of back it up to the most basic thing. I don't like my job. I'm tired of working for somebody else, tired of making them all the money, tired of having no control over my time, freedom, flexibility, schedule, money I make, the ceiling, the growth, I'm tired of that, right? That's usually people's why, and you may be nodding up and down on that. Then from there is, what are you good at? What do you want to do every single day, right? These are things that we're going to work with our clients on to kind of get a handle on. And again, it's cheesy, but it's, what's the dream scenario? What are you good at? What do you want to do? What gets you out of bed every day? That's going to be the driver. There's going to be all sorts of intangibles, right? How to, like, sales, the marketing, the customer profile, just basic intangibles of the business. What kind of staff, if any, do we have? Lots of different ways we can look at this. Where are we going to have this? Obviously, we talk about industry. So if you see top industry, hottest industry, whatever, doesn't mean all that much. Again, it opens your mind to maybe some things. Oh, I didn't know that was an industry, perhaps, right? But we do talk about that, but it's not the driving force. It's not the corporate world where your industry now has defined you. In franchising, they don't care. Why don't they care? You're not the doer, right? 98 times out of 100, you're, as the franchise owner, you're not the one who is doing all day, every day, right? So then I'm sure you've heard me say this before, the kind of the little half joke, half serious thing I always say is, you could be the biggest slob on the planet and own a cleaning franchise. They don't care that you're a slob. It's not your job to clean. It's your job to run the business. So we talk industry, but it's just a small piece of this. And of course, the financials, right? What can you do? What are you comfortable doing? What funding options? What kind of scalability and growth do we want? All of those things factor in. So some of those things people may be able to think of on their own, but now knowing which franchise meets all of those things. So here's where Google, for all of its amazingness, doesn't help us in franchising. Those lists don't help us in franchising and trying to find the best thing. Because if you look at a list that shows top 5,000 franchises, whatever it is, which would be ridiculous because there aren't even that many, right? But there can be, I'm just going to use cleaning because I love talking about cleaning because it's simple, it's basic, it's unsexy. But all of a sudden, here are five cleaning, residential cleaning franchises on there, right? And so on the surface, they all seem the same. They can be vastly different behind the scenes. Maybe you want to keep your job and you're going to be a semi-absentee owner. Not every cleaning franchise is going to allow that. Even the ones that do are going to have variances. How much time? One may say, hey, we can do this and have 10 hours a week. The other one may say, we need you for 20 to 25. What are you doing within that time, right? Are they saying they can do semi-absentee, or is that a true proven model within their system? All of these things are going to factor in. none of that can you Google. None of that is going to be on a list, right? So that's where our process and our basically benefit and value to you is we've seen behind the curtain with all the franchises, right? So again, it's not a top, a hottest. It's what's the top, what's the best, hottest thing for you based on what do you want? What do you want to do? All the things we're going to surround you. Where do you need support? Every franchise is going to have support, but they're going to have them in one may be better at this than that and vice versa, right? What kind of growth do you want? What's their availability? Are they open to growth or they want single unit? Like all of these little kind of intangible things that we're going to help kind of guide you through to ultimately get you into a position where you're going to find your best, your hottest, your top franchise. Again, incredibly individualized and personalized. And anyone telling you otherwise, again, doesn't know what the hell they're talking about or they are trying to sell you something. Neither of those things are good for us, okay? So keep that in mind. So when you see those things or when you see a video, a podcast, something online, whatever with those things, use them for what they are, like information on kind of the range of things. But no, it's not telling you behind the scenes. And no, and mainly, it doesn't. We got to figure out what you want first, right? So that's the thing I want to kind of start, really kind of start the year off reminding everybody there's not a top, there's not a best, it's your best, right? So it's why we literally end every podcast with my, again, cheesy phrase, we're going to help you create your better tomorrow. I'm not helping you create Bob's better tomorrow or Sally's better tomorrow, yours, okay? Unless your name is Bob or Sally, then I am helping you with that, right? But be able to kind of figure that out. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. So that's kind of on the bigger picture side of this. But what I want to do, we're going to have kind of a monthly series with this, is get more granular with this by industry. What's the top franchise? Food franchise? What's the top senior care franchise? What's the top pet franchise, right? And again, there's a spoiler alert. There's not a top or there is not a best one, right? There's not a hottest thing, right? But what there are very definite things that could be attractive to or connect somebody to one of those. So as we start breaking it down month by each industry, is we're going to really look at like, hey, why might someone be a good fit for this industry? Why might they not, right? What are some of the things that you would really, again, kind of in your build out of your profile, like what could make that connection? What are some things we need to think about within that industry to make sure to see if it could be something for you? And again, most people, like almost every client we work with, when they start a franchise, it is in an industry they have little to no experience in. It is something that wasn't on their radar before they came to us. And oftentimes it is something they really didn't even know existed before starting to work with our team. So how's that possible? An open mind, right? But when we talk about these industries over the course of the year, understanding pros and cons, advantages, what are some of the traits, characteristics in an owner that really may kind of resonate, right? So we're going to break that down. Again, there is not a top franchise in anything, but we're trying to figure out if it could possibly be a top option for you, right? Usually for us, we're going to, when we go through our whole journey, we're going to get people connected to three or four franchises. Well, that's usually three or four different industries. So as we have these over the next 11 months of 11 different kind of broad industry categories, does it mean that it's going to be the one, but there will be some that are just going to resonate with you a little bit more as you hear it, right? And again, kind of help open your mind to the possibilities. So that's kind of what we have coming this year. So I'm really kind of excited about this, to be able to go through these different industries from pros and cons and just keep like hounding you guys and basically over and over and over. There's not a top. There is not a the hottest or best. It's going to be what is your best fit. And to do that, we've got to flip everything around. You got to work with people who know what the heck they're doing. I don't know if you've heard of this company called Friend Coach, but that's what we're here for, to help you figure that out. Okay. So that's what we're going to do over the course of 2024. In addition to all the other stuff that we do, I have all of our different franchisor partners on. We actually have, here in a couple of weeks, we have the folks from Entrepreneur coming on talking about their like amazing edition of the kind of franchising edition of their magazine, plus our clients, plus we've got all sorts of new things coming up for you as well. Be sure to check out all of our sites, all of our social media sites, brandcoach.net. One Day Before I Die, the website is going to be redesigned. So that's coming. Franchising News, don't forget about that one. If you like to read, it's kind of an old school thing, but sometimes people like to read. All sorts of great articles, blogs, things from us, but also things from our partners and experts in the industry are all there. And then when you are ready to take that first step, you're listening to the podcast, you have some interest, reach out to us. Like our first conversation is really 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes. Let's a little first aid-ish. Let's get to know each other. Let's see if this might be worth further exploration, right? That's what we're here for. There's never any fee for our service. Again, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Reach out, schedule a call. You're going to talk to me, anybody else, right? That's not part of Brand Coach. You got the wrong people. I don't know what's going to happen, right? But we are here for you to, again, help you create your better tomorrow. Happy New Year, everyone. And we're excited to be able to help, again, help you create your better tomorrow, like this year. What are you waiting for? Let's go. We will talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in, as always. And we'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.